This is Sundays with Bishop Ken. Thank you for sharing some quiet time with the Lord. For the next several weeks, our guest reader is Deacon Eric Bissett, a permanent deacon of the Diocese of Rochester, New York. You may recognize Deacon Eric as a regular reader on the Little Books app. Let's listen now.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. We all want to be good. I never met anybody that didn't really want to be a good Christian. If I listen to what Jesus is telling us about how to be good, most of all he's saying that to be a good person, I need to have good inside of me. Because what's inside of me comes out in the way I speak and in the way I act. So the key is to get goodness inside of us. We say, get goodness in your heart. How do I do that? How do I get goodness inside of me? What do I do? Jesus said, a blind person can't lead a blind person, and the student is not above the teacher. You have to have people who are good teaching. Just like you want to learn to play golf, or the piano, or the guitar, you have to have good people teach you. God teaches us. God knows how to make you the person God wanted you to be. And so we have to look to people who know God's teachings and who can help us learn from God and how to be a good person. There's another way to have goodness inside us, and that's to let God in. And that means I remember God is with me, not just out there someplace. God is here. God is everywhere. But God is also inside of me. God is a spirit. And God connects with my spirit inside of me, and it's not hard to get God to be inside of us, because God loves me, and God came to be with all of us, close to us, inside of us. But we have to let God in. We have to think about God now and then. It's an old custom to begin the day by always saying some prayers in the morning. When you get out of bed, you don't feel like praying necessarily, but just to say, God, help me to be good today. That helps to put God in your whole day. And I decided that today, whatever I was doing, I was going to try and remember that God is present to me. God is with me whether I think about it or not. But sometimes we have to turn off the mute button. We all have a sort of mute button where we can go a whole day and never think about God. We mute him. God is there. He's in my car when I'm driving. He's in my home. He's with me when I'm walking, at work, everywhere. God is there and wants to be close to my heart, if only I will let him. I need to turn off the mute button.
Thanks for joining us today. This podcast is brought to you free of charge by Little Books. To help support our ministry, please donate by clicking the donate button now. And of course, why not tell a friend about this podcast? We will begin our Lenten journey with the Little Black Book beginning March 2nd, the Sunday before Ash Wednesday. Sundays with Bishop Ken is produced by Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. For more information about Little Books and great resources for the whole family, visit littlebooks.org.